If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Well, another day with temperatures that won't be too bad. We'll hit the mid-80s this afternoon, 86, maybe an 87. That's just about right where we ought to be this time of year. There still will be some onshore flow, winds out of the east, but it won't be as strong as the last couple of days, so the beaches should get to about 80 degrees or so. And then we start to heat up, so enjoy this relatively cooler weather while we can, as we hit 91 tomorrow, 92 Friday, and the holiday weekend will be in the mid-90s. So, yeah, it's a hello summer. Feel like temperatures over the weekend it'll be 100 plus, and there's not going to be much rain. So thankfully, we had some decent rains the last 10 days or so, and now we're going to go about a week without much rain. We had a few showers yesterday, but as expected, the amounts are piddly, didn't amount to much. So nice to have gotten those rains. There are indications that we will probably see a front close enough to increase our rain chances by the middle and end of next week, but it's going to be a while. So again, we dry out quickly this time of year, and you'll be surprised how lush everything looks today versus what it'll look like in about 5 days after plenty of heat and those long days with long periods of daylight, of course, too. We don't see much in the way of storminess despite all the storminess that's occurring over the central part of the country. Quite a tornado outbreak in the Midwest yesterday centered on Iowa and to some degree Wisconsin. That system, despite its intensity, is moving much more north than it is east. And what that does is actually build an upper-level ridge up across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. And that's where we're going to turn increasingly hot and dry late week and into the holiday weekend. So for Jazz Fest, it looks hot. Temperatures will be warming from near 90 Thursday to in the 90s, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So lots of water, lots of sunscreen. It's good for outdoor activities overall because there's not going to be much in the way of rain or storms. But obviously, too hot can be some trouble, too. So that's going to be the big story as we head into the weekend. And the beaches will be a great place to be as water temperatures approach 80 degrees, about where they ought to be this time of year. And closing on the start of that hurricane season, which is 1 week from Saturday. We're not seeing anything cooking in the tropics anytime real soon, anyway, at least as it would appear at this point. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.